Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly... And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
The rats are absolutely going to hate this announcement.
We're under attack.
We are. But you know what?
The rats don't run this city. We do.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome. Welcome. We are here.
We are in New York City.
Home of the rats. The rats are taking over.
But we're fighting back.
We are fighting back. Now, I will say, I'm team rats, first and foremost. I think they probably have made several points. I think many of them are looking for employment, just like any of us. You know, just because Joann's is no longer hiring at this time doesn't mean that they shouldn't get an opportunity. I've seen them in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Rampantly. Just skittering around. Just like one of us.
Sitting down underneath the outdoor dining sheds.
Just having a smoke. Yep. Talking about life.
Having a glass of wine. Catching up.
We get to eat outside. Why can't they?
They should eat outside. Get out of our houses.
Fucking little telltale rat.
That echoed so much.
Rat. Rat.
You're a
rat.
Oh, God.
But yes, like they said, they don't run the city. We do. And that's what we do here on this podcast.
That's right. They don't run this podcast.
No.
We do.
Yeah, the posters and newspapers about this are so funny.
They're so funny. The TikTok, of course, went viral, as we will later discuss. But, you know, you should know up front that the city of New York is fighting back with a very wholehearted announcement to the rats to get out.
Yeah.
Leave. This is what we're up against in these times.
They were here before us.
They were. They will be here after.
Yeah.
They will be taking over the transportation, the subway system.
Midnight's the 3 a.m. edition is rats.
Mid-mouse. Yep. Yeah. Thank you to everybody also for alerting us to this news as if we didn't see it ourselves. Many people did send in this helpful snippet to let us
press
know.
Release conference.
But
thing.
We know we're right in there in the trenches with the rats. We know.
We see them.
We see them. They're
we
outside.
Hear them
rustling, looking through the garbage for a piece of cheese.
Fun times.
Good times. I wouldn't say I've seen more than usual.
No, me neither.
I see them scatting around my gym area, and I see them obviously in the subways.
I see them in the park.
Yeah.
Where they belong.
Right.
There's Rat Lady in the park.
Can they eat lantern flies? Because maybe we've been, you know, maybe that's the real solution.
Maybe they should work on that.
Maybe the rats should fly.
No. Could you imagine? They probably used to back in the day.
I'm sure.
Before the meteor hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Flying little rat.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to look that up.
Yeah. Well, you know, the word
rat
starts with R.
Right.
And know what else starts with the letter R?
What?
Rihanna.
And pretty soon, you won't be able to say it without being sued.
Look at that. Yeah.
Yes. The right, excellent, honorable Robin Rihanna Fenty went to court. Well, I don't think you have to go to court to do this. Somebody does it for you.
Yeah, you have to file with, like, because anyway, you know, we're dealing with a similar situation.
Right, right.
You have to, like, file a thing and then trademark a logo. And she has officially filed trademark for a new variation of her R logo.
Yes.
Which has had many iterations over the eras. Has.
The document leaked or whatever, the court document showing all of her R's over the years, which was actually cute. Truly, she does an era.
Mm-hmm.
An aura very well. We've got the metallic one from Rated R.
Yeah,
little nails. The Talk That Talk one, which was made up of newspaper clippings, like all of that through the eras. Mm-hmm. And now it's giving
Vector. Mm-hmm.
Like the definitive R, kind of. Like there's no
She's
shape.
Flat.
She's flat.
Yeah, colorless.
Yes.
Textureless.
Just the basics. Back to basics.
Mm.
So that's kind of signifying maybe that it'll be used for, it could be everything from like light sticks in the Super Bowl that they could hold up to.
Ooh, that would be. Mm.
Ooh, like the R shape.
Don't give them the idea. Wow, look at that.
Well, it's too late. Or anything.
Neon.
Or makeup palette.
Oh, no. The stage.
The stage? I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope it is the stage. But yeah, it suggests that a new era, Ella, is upon us. And we'll see. It's very exciting to see that Re is actually doing things that seemingly point to the music stuff. So.
A new era, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, some of the comments under the Pop Crave tweet, many of them actually said, R for retirement. Just shut up.
The kids need to go back to school.
Rat!
If you ever need a laugh, just click on a tweet.
From Pop Crave. Yeah.
And read the replies. Replies.
Read the replies.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. It's true. It's a phenomenon that I don't know what to say about it.
I just laugh now.
Yep.
Yeah.
You just got to steer clear of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
There's no winning.
No.
You could tweet anything and people will just respond, Nikki who?
And Ariana never started.
Cardi when?
We've been new.
Yeah.
Cardi when?
More on her later, actually.
Yes. More on her in a moment.
Well, actually, like next.
Literally now. Speaking of Cardi never. Well, it's a week of anniversaries, several anniversaries. And one of the anniversaries is the 30th anniversary of Madonna's Erotica and the accompanying sex book, which T. Kyle may or may not one day react to very soon.
I think so.
Who's to say?
I think I'm going to. Would you guys like that? Would you watch that? Now, obviously, I'd have to blur it out, but I have not seen the book.
Yeah. Asking them if they'd like to see tits and you reacting to tits high off your face.
Yeah. If you would like to see that, what emoji could they tweet at us?
The clown emoji.
Oh, we
actually,
already get that enough.
We need
that something
enough.
That...
How about...
Something distinctive. A book.
A book. We never... That's one thing people don't tell us
no.
to to do or read. Yeah,
yeah, we tweet us the book emoji.
Book emoji.
On Twitter at legendsonly_pod.
Yeah, or in the Discord or on the the Patreon.
Yeah, spam book emotes.
And we'll see if T. Kyle reacts to the sex book. Many people were reacting to the sex book this week for different reasons. Madonna herself also weighed in on the sex book with, as always, a very humble, understated, thoughtful weighing in on the situation. Did you read her note when it happened?
I saw an Instagram story.
Yes. Yes. She posted an Instagram story. It was very question for the culture of her. It was very Lana being like, question for the culture. How come blah, 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 and I can't? Anyway, but it was similar but different. She wrote that she did that book in 1992 and that... She, hold on, let me, I don't want to misquote her. 30 years ago, I published a book called Sex. In addition to photos of me naked, there were photos of men kissing men, women kissing women, and me kissing everyone. True. I also wrote about my sexual fantasies and shared my point of view about sexuality in an ironic way. Her favorite word. It was ironic. I spent the next few years being interviewed by narrow-minded people who tried to shame me for empowering myself as a woman. I was called a whore, a witch, a heretic, and the devil. Now, Cardi B...
She's got a point.
Now, Cardi B can sing about her WAP. Kim Kardashian can grace the cover of any magazine with her ass. And Miley can come in like a wrecking ball. You're welcome, bitches. Clown emoji. It's one of those things where it's like, she's got a point.
I could have done without the last part.
Yep. Yep.
Unnecessary.
Didn't need all that.
Didn't need it.
You can have the historians or the cultural commentators say that for you if that's how they feel. But when you claim it yourself, it comes off poorly.
Yeah.
And then we have to remember, even though she truly did break boundaries and pave the way in so many ways, that there's never just one person. You know, there are a lot of people who... lead the charge and are involved and also help to break those barriers. So to really be claim to be the one to lead all of these women, give them all their careers is.
Mm-hmm. It was very NeNe Leakes. Now, why am I in it? Like when I, the Instagram story, I'm like, we don't need to.
It was undeniably Madonna in the same way as her Billboard Women in Music speech, when she said, Prince is gone. Michael's gone, Whitney's gone, but I'm still here.
It was like, okay.
Just stunning, just a stunning show of humble humility. It's facts, but it went too far. Anyway, if it were me, you know, I would be like very grateful and also laugh it off because Madonna on the internet is not to be taken seriously. But one person did take it seriously and felt a way, and that was Cardi B. She woke up on Sunday morning.
I missed this entire thing.
She chose violence.
I was on a little trip. I was in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
I missed the aftermath on Twitter.
Well,
but I did see her story.
It was one of those rare instances where working on a Sunday actually did pay off for me because I caught this as it happened. She just went in from the beginning. She said, I literally paid this woman homage so many times because I grew up listening to her. She can make her point without putting clown emojis and getting slick out the mouth. These icons really just become disappointments once you make it in the industry. That's why I keep to myself.
She's got a point.
And she, you know, she got increasingly angry. And then Jason from Hollywood Unlocked tweeted, and he was like, Madonna and Cardi are on the phone together. It's a beautiful conversation they're having. And it was like, okay, Jason. And then lo and behold, Cardi came back on Twitter a few hours later. Said, I talked to Madonna. It was beautiful. Have a great day and drive safely, y'all. And then Madonna tweeted, I love you, Cardi. Always have and always will. So they made nice in the end.
So I got to be real with you guys. You look like f***ing clowns.
Yeah.
This was just so unnecessary.
All of it was so unnecessary. I would like to hear what the conversation consisted of, though.
It was probably cordial.
Oh, for sure. Cardi, I was being ironic. It's amusing.
Is it, though?
Well,
I think with this, the reason why I'm kind of just like rolling my eyes and I'm like, you're actually all clowns here is because I love both of them.
Right.
I don't know how to, maybe I'll just say this and let me know if I make sense. I think the one thing we like to do on this podcast, in addition to the sarcasm and jokes and whatnot, is we celebrate these queens of pop that we love.
Yes.
And we've always talked about how in the past, media always pit successful women against one another.
Yes.
And so to see it happening where they're still arguing or like they're combating with one another, I just don't like it. It like makes me upset because I'm like, you're both iconic in your own ways. You paved your own paths. You're successful. You use your platforms for good. The two of you should be working together.
Should be sisters.
Yeah. Like it's, I'm just, I think I'm so tired with it.
Yeah. I don't think it was ever something that a lot of people took seriously, especially fans of both of them. It was like, just hop on a call together. This is not serious. I don't think it was serious. And I feel like it was very quickly alleviated.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was, it certainly wasn't like a take side situation. It was just like a, you know, you could clock Madonna a little bit for that statement. And then.
Yeah. The clown emoji is what really just made it.
There's
clown.
Such, you know, Madonna is of a certain age and.
They can team up for a collab called DAP.
Clown. Oh,
figure that one out.
Not that. Madonna is of a certain age that I feel the emojis don't always mean what she thinks she means, or she doesn't. If she thinks she's being silly playful, it actually means like you're a clown and it's more negative.
Yeah.
I also feel like her internet being in general is an acquired taste. So, you know, things just don't always, the tone is a question sometimes. Not that everyone behaves like that anyway on the internet, no matter what age you are, but it's just, I don't take it that seriously.
So people do though.
When Cardi was taking it to heart, it was a bit like, you know, this is Madonna. Like, you know, this is not like she worships, like she named all friends, like she named people that she likes. And
yeah.
So I took it as the same energy as when Cher says in tour, like, follow that, you bitches. Like, she names, like, you know, all the queens.
Drag her in by her hair.
Drag her in by her hair. The only feud I actually live for is the one-sided feud of Cher constantly dragging Madonna. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the best. And it's not serious.
It's all playful.
It's so playful.
What the fuck is MDNA?
Schedule a colonic instead of listening to the album. Colonic. I don't know why I said it like that. That bridge has been mended. I'm sure, yeah, they'll collab, sis.
Cardi also won her lawsuit recently.
She did, her copyright infringement lawsuit.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't
the jury made the right decision with that.
Sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Victorious. Yeah, that's just water under the bridge. I'm trying to think of a segue for this. It's the passing of the torch of the legends and the icons to the newcomers. And one, you know, when we talk about icons and legends, I would be remiss not to bring up one of the greats of the Generation Z, which is, of course, Sophia Grace.
You're my number one girl. If you got a friend like that, like that.
Like that. Honestly, that one went off.
That was a bop. Did you see the tweet that was going around that was like, I forgot about this moment when Sophia Grace released like a Tinashe song, basically.
She did,
like,
yeah.
It's a bop.
It's too on.
Yeah.
Like,
her
literally.
Soul sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Sophia Grace, if you don't know.
How could you not?
Was on Ellen.
Yes. As part of a dynamic duo. Mm-hmm. Sophia Grace and Rosie.
Yeah.
Rosie the silent.
Chanteuse.
Chanteuse. She was there for moral support. She did what she had to do. They became famous because of Starships. Super Bass.
Yes.
Super Bass. And then they very adorably reprised that for Ellen's final shows. They came back and did it again, which that is, you know, that's fun, full circle moment, regardless of how we feel about Ellen. She got her promo, and then a few months later, Bobby's having Bobby's.
The next generation of queens of pop.
Generation next. Yeah. Generation Alpha? Would this be alpha, or is this whatever's under alpha now?
What comes after alpha? Beta?
I guess so, but I feel like nobody's going to want to call Zeta, a generation theta. Beta, because that's like flop. Maybe omega?
Like omega threes? Isn't that like a fish oil?
Yeah.
Generation fish oil incoming.
I would gladly be part of Generation Fish Oil. We stan fish oil in this house. I don't know how we got here. In any case, Sophia Grace is pregnant.
Yeah.
At the age of 19, I want to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you see Rebecca Black posted a stitch on TikTok?
She was shook. Mm-hmm. Fellow meme queen from a decade ago. She was like, oh, they grow up so fast.
And there was a comment under it that was like, I feel like it was just yesterday when you were teaching me what day of the week it was. I was
like, true.
Yeah.
It was a simpler time.
It was.
Rebecca Black's Friday was out. Sophia Grace and Rosie were topping the TV charts. It was a better time. Mm-hmm. And pop culture died.
But we're still here.
We're still here. And congratulations to Sophia Grace. I guess we'll have to be keeping up with Sophia.
Her someday era.
Someday I will understand, yes.
Well, now that she is pregnant, she's going to have to change her entire wardrobe.
Yeah, she'll need something comfy.
Oh, something maternal.
Something a little more.
Something a little more high fashion? Should we pivot to a little segment that we like to call
High Fashion? So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Okay, so I have one pick for this week. Same. Well, two.
Well, I have one, but I don't know that we share them.
The most riveting one of the week.
Oh, yes.
This shade is so good.
Jaclyn Hill's at it again.
She's at it again.
With a new brand.
New brand, new lawsuit.
Probably someone. Uh-huh. Soon.
Well, did you see?
No.
Oh, yes.
There's already a lawsuit?
So, not officially, but I did when you told me at 3 a.m. at the Ritz that Jaclyn Hill was dropping a
Wait a minute. This is a real thing, by the way.
This is a real thing.
I announced this to all of you at the
Icon Ritz. Jerry can verify. Yeah. You literally announced and put it in the notes and on the spot. Jaclyn Hill launched... A new line of comfy
Did you blankets. Watch the reveal
Oh,
video?
I watched the whole reveal.
Yeah.
Comfy, like, socks and
A blanket, robe,
socks.
Pajama sets.
And the brand is called Cozy, K-O-Z-E. And she spends the first 10 minutes of this video, by the way, telling you how hard it was to find a name for her brand that's never been done before, so original, unique. Mm-hmm. Unique?
Talented, brilliant, incredible, amazing, show-stopping, spectacular, never the same, totally unique, completely not ever been done before, unafraid to reference or not reference, put it in a blender, shit on it, vomit on it, eat it, give birth to it.
Rat!
The or
you don't own this trademark, we do.
The absolute audacity of her doing all of that. And then I guess you probably didn't see in the comments what happened thereafter.
No, I didn't read the comment section.
You have to read the comment section of any Jaclyn Hill video, first of all, because they all come for her neck. But within seconds, they were like, girl, there's a YouTuber with over 1 million followers who has a brand called Cozy, K-O-Z-E.
No.
A lifestyle brand named Cozy that she's had since like 2017.
With the K?
With the K-O-Z-E. Oh.
Get a good lawyer.
Literally. She said she Googled, she looked up everything, and all the comments were like, sis. All of the comments now, the top comments are all calling her out. And they all said, you know, oh, I do think she's been clearing some of them, actually, but the top comments, the newest first, let's see, maybe that.
I thought there was another brand called Cozy with the C, like C-O-Z-Y. Mm-hmm. Which, like, if there's two and they're different spellings, it's fine.
No, there's actually several K-O-Z-E brands already that aren't even YouTubers. Mm-hmm. But
and there's also Cozies that go on your cup.
Yes, exactly.
There's Cozy Gamer, that YouTuber that I watch.
Uh-huh. Basically, so she did all that. And then I want to make sure, because I need to, like, name drop who it was. A YouTuber named Kaylin Nicholson has a brand named Cozy with the exact same styling.
Not basically. Sponsored.
Not sponsored. It's All Things Cozy.
Oh, the logo is kind of similar too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
uh-oh.
Get a good lawyer.
It's bad for her. Now, the one thing they did say, which would be shady and probably is like the thing she did, is I don't know if that girl has
a trademark,
but Jacqueline does. So she might have just kicked her ass out.
Oh, gagged her a bit.
Gagged her a bit.
Which is, okay, I will say though, is a thing that happens in America.
Yep. It's true.
As I've learned through conversations with, you know,
get a good lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about like first come, first trademark.
Yep.
But that I think Jacqueline will lose that.
I'm unclear, but Cozy does not appear to be very original in general. There are other companies also, I think also outside of America, which I don't know if that counts with the name. But yeah, people found this out in early October. She registered a Be Cozy Instagram that only followed Jacqueline Hill Cosmetics, Jacqueline Roxanne.
Jacqueline Roxanne. My artist name. Yes. Should I gag her? Should I come out with a single under the artist name Jacqueline Roxanne?
Oh my God. But the comments were killing me because they were like, well, that's appropriate. First she did hairy lipsticks and now she's doing hairy blankets. So,
okay, I will say I was waiting for her to make the joke in the reveal video. And she's like, this thing does not shed. She's like, that's just my lipsticks.
Yeah.
Come on, Jacqueline.
God.
I was going to say before you revealed this information here.
How unique
Jacqueline,
it is.
Like, sponsor us. I'll take a blanket and a sock.
We would get the sponsorship from the trademark stealing brand.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah. And she also didn't reveal the prices, which was worrying. People were like, that seems not good. Well, she's done it again. I'm obsessed with the fact that she was like, you know what? You got a few, maybe you tried launching a few businesses. They stalled. You just keep getting back up on that horse. Anyway, here's this totally new, unique, never-be-foreseen thing called Cozy. And everyone's like, a TJ Maxx blanket with a name you stole?
Well, according to her, it's the most comfortable blanket she's ever worn. Ever. So,
and I believe it. Why would she lie?
You know what? I have to stand. I have to give it up to Jacqueline.
I'm obsessed.
She really is the Xtina of Muas.
She's just, it keeps getting better. I'll say that.
What would you say? Half up, half down almost in a way?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I also love a video where someone's trying to describe something that's been around forever. Like it's the newest, greatest thing.
Oh, it's fully a blanket.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's just.
It is just the greatest blanket.
I cannot even describe to you guys what this feels like. Well, they took all of the hairs that they found from the lipstick, wove them together, and Cozy it is. I'm ready. I'm going to buy one before they go under because of a lawsuit.
Low-key thinking about buying something from it.
Well, we'll see what happens. I'm just surprised you didn't accuse Beyonce of stealing her name. Cozy. Oh, well, speaking of the Xtina of it all, we got... Finally, I would say, the Vogue's looks special, spectacular. What do we call these things? A decade of looks? No, we call
it. I don't know.
Oh, it's life and looks. Life and looks.
This is the
pretty legendary, if you ask me. I
looks.
Love it.
Series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have thoughts. First of all, she herself, iconic, legendary, perfect, flawless. But to the gay intern in charge of picking these.
Oh, are we going to have the same thought? Because
yes, I think we are.
Yep.
One thing you'll never be able to take away from Legendina Godulera is the looks. And they do not end in 2010.
No.
They sure don't. And they don't time jump to 2022. I was very taken aback by this. It was definitely a all too short video.
Mm-hmm.
And even the highlights, some of them were questionable.
Yep.
And I would say shady. The 2007 stepping out candid of her in jeans.
Yeah, what was that?
Was like, what are you trying to say? Because every other day of that year, she, you know, back from back to basics to bionic, come on.
Yeah, it was looks. So much missing.
I have a lot of questions. And I felt like the chaps weren't even really addressed in a very obvious way.
No.
It was no fault of her own. And I will say, obviously, the focus was stripped because of the 20th anniversary. I will say her description of the era and almost getting emotional and talking about glam and her love of glamour and burlesque and everything was so ex-Tina, and it was great.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that her mission statement about her career was great, about like what she's been into from the beginning with her aesthetic. She did a good job of like communicating that. But I did feel like they did a disservice of like where they stopped along
her career.
There was
a gap.
It literally went from burlesque to
last week.
Ladyland. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was jarring because Bionic has some of the best looks ever.
Yeah. Like, where was that photo shoot?
Lotus is, if nothing else, very memorable.
Yes.
Where was the pink and purple hair? Your body look, like, and all of the promo looks of that. And I would also say I would take a detour in the 2015, 16, 17 era of her Instagram. Because that's when she really got that liberation tour silhouette, that look with the big shoulders, like that whole aesthetic. And she had those very iconic like Instagram shots of her. What was the shirt? Like, suck a dick, suck my dick. Like, her Instagram was popping at that time, especially. I would have called something out from there. I'm like getting on my Xtina horse right now, but.
Wow, the fighter.
The fighter is jumping out. The jumping voice within out. Is screaming. Because, you know, she gets slighted a lot in the media and things are overlooked a lot, and I feel like especially in a looks video, I'm like,
there was a lot missing here,
you know, stripped, justified tour, like getting really dark with the look and into back to basics with the dark hair, and I felt like it wasn't fully realized. No fault of her own, unless, you know, that was
the
her
greatest
request.
Hits era when she did
keeps getting better. Like, right, the newcomer.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a man or a woman.
Like, when she was Gaga before Gaga.
Yep. I wonder if that's why it got cut. Well, maybe if they didn't want to talk about, like, that era of...
Maybe that era, but, like, still, like, post-Bionic is, like, kind of a shock to me. You know, you could talk about even all the looks. I mean, how many times have we high-fashioned the Spanish album, like,
yeah,
all of those looks, my God. Pamis Muchachas.
Grammy nominee.
Like, I don't know. I'm getting upset on behalf of the fighters because I feel like that was an unfair showing in some ways. Mm-hmm. It had a strong start. Like, talk about the breaking out of the pop star molds.
I was living for the story about being hungover.
Oh,
with that photo shoot, because that photo shoot is a slay.
Yes, the no makeup look one.
Yes.
Yes.
She's like, woke up, went out with the dancers, was so hungover.
So damn. And of course, the iconic scarf bra.
Oh.
It's a scarf.
The best.
Yeah.
That kicked off the stripped era.
Yep.
I love when she was like, it was literally a scarf.
Yeah. Just tucked it in the sides and I said, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Really good. But, you know, she held her own. I loved her Ladyland description.
So, oh, so like, good.
Well, you know, I was doing Gay Pride. New York, Statue of Liberty.
Way?
What better way?
Statue of Liberty. So campy. I could listen to her talk about herself.
Oh, forever.
On repeat for hours.
Mm-hmm. And I feel bad for the people who don't get it or don't enjoy it. Because I'm like,
you have to go read old school Miu Miu's Legendina fan fiction to really understand. Because it's a character. I feel like there's a character of Legendina that
within
people
her.
Don't get.
Maybe.
And there's a comedy with the sleigh.
Yes. Like she, the, yes.
Mm-hmm. Like that's why the quote about like half up, half down is so funny to me, because it's a ponytail.
Right.
And she's trying to like elaborately come up with this description of curls in a ponytail.
Right. But I'm obsessed with it. I loved it. Mm-hmm. I thought that she did an incredible job and explained her aesthetic really well, I thought.
Yeah.
And yeah, again, sorry if you don't get it. The girls that get it.
Mm-hmm. I did love when she was talking about Lady Marmalade and she was like, oh, and these ladies, I loved these
love
ladies.
Love these ladies. I was like, oh, we love revisionist
we
history.
Did? Yeah. Did we?
So we love all the ladies. Did the ladies love us back?
Oh. Speaking of Pink.
Pink. Drag her in by her hair.
Yeah. The video of Pink twirling around on that thing.
Which one?
I don't know. It's just like her somersaulting. And the tweet that said Dorinda at BravoCon, I really can't stop laughing at it. It's so funny.
Yeah, she really does love swinging from things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's coming back as well. We didn't talk about it last week.
Maybe she should try swinging up the charts.
Swing up the charts, maybe.
Maybe it was too ahead of its time for people.
Dropping a song called Irrelevant that went nowhere is just too much.
Yeah.
A little too on the nose.
I stand.
We had a spirited discussion about Pink in the music Discord, actually, and how solid she was in the early 2000s. And then, you know, how things have sort of middle of the roaded out for some people love it, mm-hmm. but yeah, she's got this new one with the cover art of her in a grocery store. Cause
Justice for Who Knew.
Who Knew is fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of her best.
Yeah. But she, when you go back to it, you're like, yeah, there were so many bops, so many hits, so many slut shaming anthems, Stupid Girls, Hooker from Try This, Try That, Try This.
Well, that's why she didn't get the high note at the end of Lady Marmalade.
She sure didn't. Love these ladies.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
When are they going to unite and do a remake of Lady Marmalade together?
I know. We're on the brink of it. Of course, Christina had Maya for the Pride performance.
And she slayed.
She slayed. And I do feel like Kim would be down at any time. I just wonder, you know.
Queen of rap. I said it.
And then, well, yes. And then I feel like Pink being active again, you never know.
Yeah.
You needed all the girls to be active at the same time. Whatever. I would like to see it.
Yeah. I also wish they showed the VMA look. That would have been fun.
Which one?
The wedding outfit.
Oh my God. Well, yes.
The black hair.
She almost definitely requested, like, don't make me talk about Britney.
Oh, true.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. But speaking of VMA, EMA, like, come on. Oh my God, and that's such a meme,
when she's
too.
Throwing the darts,
I can't believe
at
that
Kelly
didn't...
Osbourne. Oh my God,
I'm can't believe they didn't.
I'm like
the...
talking about. I hate seeing all these
support women. Yeah, drag her in by her hair. It's different. It's different.
Yeah,
it happened many years ago.
The nun look when she's stripped.
That's
it
what
off.
I'm saying. Ugh, I feel like the nun
legendary.
Look should have been
blasphemous.
Life in looks, because it's such a meme too. It's like going from one song to another. It's fine.
Yeah.
There's too much X-Teen to go around in one video. She deserves a second half video, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. We'll
second half, petition. Half up.
Half up, half down. Yeah, petition Vogue. Well.
More on Christina later.
More on Christina later as we pivot to, well, we were talking about the Pink clip that's gone viral on TikTok. We talk about the rats that have gone amok on the city and TikTok. I think it's probably time for a little segment we like to call
TikTok Squawk. What are we looking at this week?
The rats.
I will say,
okay,
my Addison Rae Taste the Biscuit is still picking up.
Yes, it should.
She's spreading.
It's a
she's
slow
going
burner.
Around. We need her to release it.
Acclaim.
Addison has still not noticed, but
She may.
It has just molded into so many
the biscuit.
Genres.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah, there are some things that popped up on the TikTok in the past week. Now, of course, we did discuss the rats. They are not going to run this city. That's been also becoming a sound in its own right. There was also the Stay the Night Chanteuse.
Yes. So this is not TikTok. This is Twitch talk.
Yep.
But if anyone is playing Overwatch 2, not sponsored, free to play though, I found that Talia Marr is a Twitch streamer and she plays Overwatch 2 while also having the best song of the year, Stay the Night, with Sigala. So I went into her Twitch chat and I put the bop emoji.
Oh,
it's like Queen of Pop.
I love that. Collab. Oh my God.
Yeah,
vocals.
She was playing Moira.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Gail DeMaho. If you know, you know.
I certainly don't.
Yeah. Everyone's like, I'm sorry, what did you just say?
Yeah, that was a...
Like three people get it, I think.
Overwatch, Hive, rise up.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Mercy main.
Begging you for mercy. Duffy.
Yeah.
If you're out there. So, Madison Beer,
who is also Evelyn in League of Legends, yes, Gaming Connection.
That's our gaming through line.
And she is a queen of pop.
Yes. This was upsetting.
In this case, the P should stand for pig.
Yes.
Because a fan, question mark, went to her VIP meet and greet experience and gave her a letter.
Yeah.
And in the letter, which she read out loud in front of everyone,
yep,
they wrote, "Did you finally get plastic surgery to fix your ugly ears?"
Insane.
And it has gone insanely viral on TikTok.
What? Someone said, did you finally get plastic surgery on your ugly ears?
What?
I think it's, no, I think it's like a language thing maybe. No? No, that's just so.
Yeah, her antis, her bullies are in full force all the time. Constant. It's a generation or two below me, but I see it. She gets a lot of shit.
Rat!
It's insane. First of all, parasocial relationships are very toxic and people
think. What does that mean?
Like people, so parasocial relationship is you thinking that you have this relationship with a musician, podcast, whatever, where you think you're intimately aware of them.
Oh,
but that person has no idea of your existence or know anything about you. So, but you think that you know them because of the content you consume that they create.
Oh.
It's, you know, it's celebrity worship. It's thinking you know Madonna. It's thinking you know your favorite Twitch streamer because you spend hours and hours. And it really, this person actually might have genuinely thought like, oh, Madison makes fun of her ugly ears, so I can say ugly ears.
Got it.
Like if that's, you know, they think they're that intimately friendly with them. It's definitely something that happens on the internet when people think they know you, and it is jarring. I don't know if that was like fully a hater or truly like a teen who thought like this was a playful way to engage with her.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's a fun thing about the internet is people just, I mean, Trixie Mattel talked about it in her documentary too, of like people coming up with endless gifts. If she mentions one thing on the road or something, like they'll all give her that candy or things like that, where people latch on to things about you that they know, and
right,
so they'll reference it.
Okay, that makes sense then, because the comment section on the video was all saying they know that's her biggest insecurity. Why would they do that? Mm. It seemed like she maybe had shared something.
Mm. Damn. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, that's
Madison beer cans, rise up.
Rise the fuck up.
Evelyn.
And just for everyone listening at home, just so you know, because I feel like this is an important thing that everyone encounters on the internet, a parasocial interaction refers to the psychological relationship experienced by an audience in their encounters with performers in mass media, particularly in television and online. So now you know that Hassan is not your friend. You're just watching his stream. Anyway.
Love this game.
And everything's a game and nothing is real, just like Madonna said. Anyway, we are here for you, Madison, and please join KDA again.
Seriously, when is KDA going to regroup and put out another EP?
Well, maybe if Mr. Lil Nas X is done being the president, he can hand it over to Madison Beer.
Did you see that Lil Nas X got splash art, like key art?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, sexy.
So cool.
I want to see it.
To me, that's like cooler than a Grammy.
Splash art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like, mean, if that you don't is know what splash cool. art is, it's basically like an album cover, but it's a drawing.
Yeah.
That is for your character in the game.
It's the thing that shows when you're loading up.
Yeah. It's like key art.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's called splash art.
I think it splashes over the page.
Oh.
I don't know. That's a lie. I completely made that up. But yeah.
I wish they would put him like in the game. That would be fun.
It would be.
Like how I play Ariane in Fortnite.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe they will. Well, there's also somebody floating around the New York City streets who is not a rat, but she is a lookalike.
Yes.
This got me good, actually.
Me too. So we've mentioned her a few times here on the pod.
We have.
Her name is Ashley.
Ashley.
She's just a nurse.
Ashley. She's yes. a nurse.
She was unfairly, in my personal opinion, banned from Instagram. Did you see that?
I did not.
Because
for impersonation?
Well, I don't know what it was. It was like
Well, I feel like if fans didn't like her, they could mass report her. So
I
that
think
could be
that's
that.
Probably what happened. So she was banned from Instagram for looking too much like Taylor.
Yeah.
I think she's still on TikTok, but I don't know.
She's still on TikTok, it looks like. Yes. Okay. They actually, so, okay. If you haven't seen it, this boy is walking up shaking and crying to Ashley, mm-hmm. who looks remarkably like Taylor.
Exactly like her.
And I was like, why is Taylor saying, no, it's Ashley? Because there's that inside joke of, no, it's Becky from back in the Tumblr days.
Oh, but iconic era.
But this, I was like, why is she? And then you look a little longer and you're like, oh, that isn't Taylor, is it?
When she turns to the side.
Yeah, from the side. Yeah.
It looks more like Ashley, but yeah, straightforward, Taylor.
So she's just screaming at this boy. Well, not screaming. But she, no, it's Ashley.
No, that's
it's
Ashley.
It's Ashley.
No, it's Ashley. That's Ashley.
It's just Ashley.
But I think he knows and he was faking it.
Oh.
Because at the end, she's like, you're joking, right? And then he kind of breaks
the character. Oh, okay. That's good.
But it is very funny.
It is cute.
And
she also, her name is Ashley Leachin, and she's almost up to 1 million on TikTok.
Wow.
She was walking down Cornelius Street and she said,
oh, that's where it,
they
okay.
think they thought she was Taylor and offered her a tour of Taylor's old apartment on Cornelius Street. So she got a walking tour of it, which is insane.
Wait, I didn't see that.
Yes. As part of Midnight's promo, she's been doing that.
How did she get in? How did she get in there?
I have no idea. She also got tattoos on her vigilante shit. I mean, she's doing promo for
sure.
Yeah.
Because Taylor noticed like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I would love that.
She's vibing to Midnight. She's just having a gay old time.
Because, I mean, at this point, it's like, if you look identical to Taylor Swift,
yeah,
there's nothing that you can do about that. Like, you just look like her.
It's true. I mean, I suppose you could do your hair a little different and not put on the signature red lip.
True.
But it's fine. Be on the lookout.
I hope Taylor set her up with something. I would love that. That would just be so cool.
Yep.
Instead of like suing her, you know what I mean?
Right. I hope she doesn't get sued.
Sorry to the fans who made red merch, allegedly.
Oh, God. Oh. Well, of course, with a Taylor lookalike running around town, that's because there's new music.
Yeah.
As well.
Have you seen anything else on TikTok?
I don't know if this is like the Lord testing me. I don't know if it's an inner, a Freudian or a psyche thing, but I am deeply immersed in Swift talk.
No.
I can't get out. I've hit not interested on every single one and it just keeps diving deeper. I think it's because I started out with the gayler ones and now there's no return.
Gotcha.
I have accidentally watched every reaction, every lyric dissection. Like, I didn't have to listen to Midnight's. It's been presented to me.
That's probably because the watch time.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, I'm going to watch this to see what they're doing. The Swifties, but
yeah. I am not on Swift talk. I am on Pack of Sardines talk.
Yep.
Cracks me up every single time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Appalachian talk.
Right.
Autumnal talk.
Always a good place to be.
Like people posting leaves and, you know, it's like the somber piano music playing.
Yep.
Love that. Love an ambiance moment. But other than that, there hasn't really been anything too wild. Oh, there was a super freaky girl story time that I got of this guy who worked at Dunkin' Donuts, and him and his friend were working late, and they said they used to play hide and seek, and he locked himself in the oven, which was on.
No.
And he couldn't open it from the inside, His friend was locked out of the room that had the oven in it, and because someone pulled up to take a drive-through order, basically saved them.
Oh, no.
But he told it in the story of, one thing about me is I used to work at Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
And so that was man like, was you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You pulled up and you're like
a pack of sardines. We cannot escape. We cannot get out. Mama. I am waiting for the day that I see something in real life that I can use that sound.
The one thing about me?
No.
Oh, sardines.
Yeah, the pack of sardines. We cannot escape.
We live here. I'm sure there'll be something soon. Mm-hmm. Well, we got some new music to discuss.
We do.
I've heard of some albums coming out. I'm not sure if you have. It's been a quiet week. Nobody's really talking about them.
No.
I guess we can dive into it. But before we do, there are also some bits and bops along the way. First of all, Hold Me Closer, Miss Brittany and Elton got a brand new remix, which has been teased on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Purple Disco Machine, he did that.
He really elevated it.
He did. It's more prominently Brittany.
No shade to the original, but
It's a bop, undeniably so. And yeah, there's more Brittany, and it goes off, as the kids say.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a new video for the Joel Corey remix, and it features some ladies in the iconic Britney looks, which is cute. Yeah, and the men are in Elton looks. It's like a clever idea, to be honest. That's a concept.
The concept for the video Circus is basically about, you know, a circus.
Mm-hmm. So shout out to the Purple Disco Machine remix of Hold Me Closer. And there's also some more bops as well. Mimi Webb.
Oh, yeah. I had a bop that actually came out 2 weeks ago that I wanted to shout out.
Yes.
Called Ghost of You.
It's great.
Bop.
Produced. Do you know who it's produced by?
No.
You won't believe it. Stuart Price of Confessions. Of
Future Nostalgia. That. We'll just look at it.
Look at the taste jumping out. Ghost of You is a great bop anthem song. I highly recommend.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like piano housey.
Yes.
Yeah, bop. Okay,
well,
so
shit.
Before we get into the next part of this episode, we actually need to make a part two.
It's
I feel like I'm
so
one of,
big.
I'm one of those TikTok people that's like and follow for part two, like and follow for part three. And then the comments underneath are like, sweetie, 10-minute videos exist.
Mm-hmm. Well, but unfortunately, we used the 10-minute setting and we still went over. So you're going to have to hop on over to part two to listen some more.
You're going to have to do that.
Sorry,
sweeties.
It's so big.
Ew.
Anyway, part two. Catch you on the sequel.
It's like literally... I cannot upload a episode that is this long and large. Also,
it's too big to fit in here.
In more ways than one.
Yeah.
7 inches, good for me.
Okay, Janet. 7 inches. Yep, that'll do.
Preferably 6.5, but you know. I thought this was a classy party.
I thought this was a classy party.
No, get mine, get yours, which we'll be discussing in part two.
We sure will.
Head on over to part two.
Yep.
See you there.
Bye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's JUVEDERM.com. not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.